Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Cyprus was gearing to send around 150 tons of aid to Gaza on Sunday afternoon after it received the final seal of approval from Israel. The state broadcaster at 8 p.m. said that although the vessel was set to depart from Larnaca port in the afternoon, technical difficulties had delayed the operation. As such, it may in fact set off on Monday morning. President Nikos Christodoulidis made it clear that the time of the vessel's departure would not be made public for security reasons. Shortly after 5 p.m. on Sunday, government spokesperson Konstantinos Letimbiotis said the vessel with humanitarian aid would depart from Larnaca in the next few hours. The shipment is made as part of Cyprus's maritime humanitarian corridor named Amalthea. Letimbiotis stressed that the government was coordinating with Israel on the matter, which has put in place requests for inspections. The vessel has been inspected as required by Cyprus's authorities in accordance with all the protocols included in the planning. He added Cyprus is in continuous contact with all involved parties, aiming to achieve a reliable corridor for the unhindered provision of humanitarian aid to the civilian population of Gaza. The trip is expected to take 2 days until the aid reaches Gaza, and the vessel will carry an MMS Aris floating unit, as Gaza has no port structure. Moving on, over 2,000 people living in Cyprus illegally were deported or repatriated this year, police said on Sunday. The statistics span from the beginning of 2024 up until March 8. Specifically, 2,247 migrants were deported or repatriated this year, while for the same period in 2023, the number was at 1,645. A police bulletin said the last flight for forced deportation took place on March 5th, in collaboration with Frontex. This is the third such participation for Cyprus's police in Frontex operation for the year. Police said its effort with the Migration Department to maximize the numbers of returns is ongoing. Elsewhere, thousands of people paraded in the first round of Carnival celebrations on Sunday across the country. The first Sunday of Carnival is the Children's Parade, with Limassol being the traditional hotspot for celebrations. A total of 63 floats participated in Limassol, which began at 11:30 a.m. at the Municipal Garden towards the Old Port. The Queen of the Parade, dubbed as the Jewel of the Mediterranean, led the celebrations. Scores of people, however, gathered to carnival events across the country with an array of creative costumes. And finally, the story surrounding the monks embroiled in an alleged sex and cash scandal took a bizarre twist after their lawyers claimed this is a case of corruption between the church and the police. The lawyers wrote to the president, the police chief, the anti-corruption authority and parliament to say the monks are the victims of an orchestrated attack against them. It says a group of around 30 people, of which 10 were hooded, barged into the Osium Avakus monastery in Fterikoudas illegally and kidnapped the two monks. They took their mobile phones, personal documents, and violently forced them into a vehicle, the lawyers claim. The letter added that the operation was overseen by the Tamassos Bishop Isias, who allegedly grilled Archmandrite Nektarios and Archmandrite Porphyrios for hours, while they were under guard. Both monks were forbidden from contacting anyone. Under threat, they signed their voluntary defrocking against their will, the letter said. It also charged that the hooded men were plainclothed police officers who took orders from the Tamassos bishop. The Holy Synod has reported both monks to the police, with the Financial Crimes Unit carrying out investigations into the matter. Sources close to the matter said the monks were found with €800,000 in cash and property in Greece and Limassol. They were also allegedly caught on CCTV footage having sex with each other. The video was later shown during a Holy Synod session on Friday, which referred the two monks to the ecclesiastical court. According to the monks' legal team, however, another monk from the monastery obtained the footage and it was subsequently edited. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.